Alphonse Ainsworth enters the race to become a trustee for Clarington on the Peterborough, Northumberland, and Clarington Catholic District School Board, with experience as a superintendent and director in Northern Ontario on the CSC Grande Rivière and the Northeastern Catholic District School Board, where he understood that being a conscientious team player was critical. As residents in Bowmanville, the family commitment to Catholic education continued in the PVNCC DSB as his wife Linda is in her last term as a trustee. Alphonse is here today to tell us why he should be one of Clarington's two trustees on the PVNCC DSB after you vote on October 24th, 2022. Alphonse, welcome to Exit 425.
Good morning, Steve.
Why do you want to be a school board trustee for the Peterborough, Victoria, Northumberland, and Clarington Catholic District School Board?
Well, basically, I have two grandchildren presently in our Board of Education. And I've been quite involved in the community, in the Knights of Columbus. I was their youth director. In fact, I organized a program, it's called Basketball Free Throw, for 6 years, and over 7,000 students participated in this friendly competition at the elementary and the secondary level. I've also been responsible for our elementary and secondary schools participating in many poster contests, for example, Keep Christ in Christmas and Anti-Drug Campaign. I've been a hockey coach, a trainer for more than 5 years. In fact, for St. Stephen's Catholic Secondary School's junior hockey team. My wife, Linda, she served for 8 years as a trustee for this board. And my daughter is a vice principal, and my son-in-law is a high school teacher here. So that's kind of encouraging to entice me into participating in this competition.
So there's no... No rest in retirement, then, is what you're saying.
It's 24/7.
And you've described some of your connections with the PVNCC DSB. Any others that you'd like to highlight?
Well, I have a master's in education administration, so hopefully I'll be able to bring all of my knowledge and experiences to the Board of Education to better serve our students.
And how can you as a trustee make PVNCC DSB a more effective organization for students and staff?
Well, I think the important thing is that the trustees are responsible for setting policies that will encourage student achievement and a healthy, welcoming schools. I think it's very important, and I've worked quite often in different boards, for example, I was on the College Board of Education for 6 years. I've been involved in, for example, summer camp. I was 7 years involved in their board of directors. So I believe that I have many things to offer to the community, especially to the board. I've also been involved in the French community. And their organization, it's called COFAD, and it organizes over 35 different French groups in the Durham region, so I have an outreach there. So I think that with my experiences, I'm definitely be able to help our educational system.
Two big personnel responsibilities of trustees is to hire the director and influence the hiring of senior staff like superintendents. What would you look for in a director and as an extension, senior staff or superintendents?
Okay, Steve, I believe the first quality that I would be searching for in a possible candidate for director of education, she or he has to be a practicing Catholic, okay? In order to work effectively with our trustees, our parents, our teachers, administrative staff, and especially the parish. I also believe that someone who has successfully worked at the Catholic elementary and secondary schools is definitely a plus, okay? And hopefully that person has been a qualified teacher, a vice principal, and a consultant. I also believe that that person should have been involved in their church, okay, and in their community. Like, for example, being involved in the hospitality ministry. For the community, hopefully they've been involved in other boards, for example, a hospital board, children's aid, cultural activities or sports, okay? They definitely have to have a knowledge, okay, of the Education Act and the regulations. They have to have superior analytical skills and interpretive skills. They have to work, they have to have a very strong work planning and organization skills. They have to be able to coordinate different activities, bounce different balls all the time. Good communication skills. But what I mean by that is good listening, consulting, reporting, presentation, and especially persuasion, okay? And a strong relationship with other management. It could be at home, school, parish, unions, trustees, okay? And definitely it has to have some IT proficiency. Good judgment is very important. Have to anticipate and diffuse problems and resistance, and establish a respectful relationship with all the stakeholders. That person also has to be fully accountable for providing and implementing effective teaching experience, and act as a project team leader, and of course to manage effectively project budgets. So that gives you an overview of what I would be looking in a future director of education, as well as superintendents or administrative staff.
Once elected, trustees are probably the most under-the-radar elected office there is in Ontario until it appears that a parent or guardian's child is not treated properly. What could you do to raise the profile of a position that contributes to the management of a $200 million budget?
Well, I think it's very important that you have to be seen and you have to be heard as a trustee for our Clarington municipality. And how do you do that? Well, you have to have an effective communication plan with the parent, school councils, example, attending and listening, okay, to their preoccupations. You have to be an effective representative at the board meetings, okay, and also especially when you're meeting with other, in that you're elected position, with other elected people, like at the municipal, provincial, and federal levels. You have to encourage a development of an effective and proactive relationship with trustees, administrative staff, and parents. We have to work as a team, and it's very important. And I can make some comments regarding that later on there.
Describe why Clarington particularly needs you as an advocate for our quickly growing and developing municipality, arguably the fastest growing area in the PVNCC-DSB.
Well, I have a very professional and community involvement. I am a servant leader who first wants to serve the aspiration of those who want to lead. I have proven leadership skills. I have an extensive educational background. I'm a qualified teacher and administrator. I have also been fortunate to have a master's in educational administration. And I don't like to brag, but at least I think I am very analytical. I'm a good listener. I respect others. I'm a team player, as well as being fluently bilingual. I continuously reach out to newcomers in Clarington and helping them to become good citizens of Clarington.
Alphonse, what makes you stand out or perhaps above other candidates as one of Clarington's best choices for trustee?
Okay, my strong belief, first of all, in Catholic education. I've been a teacher and an administrator at all the levels in the Catholic school system. I'm quite involved in the Knights of Columbus, okay, which is an outreach of our Catholic Church here. Very involved also in the community parish work. My educational background, I've been involved in education since secondary school. It takes courage to place your name as a candidate trustee. And I really want to compliment Mr. Kevin McKenzie and Mr. Joshua Glover for their courage in contesting such an important position.
Alphonse, thank you for being part of Exit 425.
Thank you very much, Steve.
If you have other questions for Alphonse, contact him at 905-419-1509 or email Alphonse at ainsworth14@yahoo.ca. For more links and more information about trustees and what they do, check out and join the Exit 425 Facebook group. Similarly, find information in the Exit 425 Facebook group about the municipal election and all of the candidates. Thank you for listening to this episode of Exit 425. Please like and subscribe on whatever platform you use. Our mission is to provide substantial information and education that goes where you want. Exit 425 is a production of Studio 38 Audio, copyright 2022. My name is Steve Ray. If you have any questions or would like more information about Exit 425, join our Exit 425 Facebook group or email me at exit425401@gmail.com.